crazy, cause I want you, baby. But you don't, so get out, get out, get out, get out.
Welcome to Date Fails.
Date Fails,
hosted by Kate Quigley and
Stephen Kramer Glickman.
That's
I like
right.
how we say each other's names.
So,
it's
so
cute.
It's really
very
cute.
Sweet.
We're really close.
We're
friends.
An adorable couple that doesn't fuck.
Yeah,
we're like married people.
Yeah, we're like married people.
Kind of.
Old married people.
You look very fashionable today in your red camouflage. What is this? He has on like a. You basically are wearing like a Red Cross T-shirt with camouflage.
This is Pink Dolphin.
Edging.
All right. This is. Okay. This is the peak of hip hop clothing in today's fashion world.
Is it really? Is Pink Dolphin?
Look, I don't know.
Hip hop.
It's It's streetwear.
It's not a good name for hip hop.
It doesn't make it sound cool when you say streetwear. Pink Dolphin
is hip hop.
It is
urban.
It is an urban streetwear company.
Don't you think that's
Fairfax.
Weird? Pink Dolphin sounds like it would be like the name of like a gay strip club.
Listen. They listen to this show.
We love you, Pink Dolphin. P.S. I love Pink. Do they make girl things?
They do make girl things.
I will rock the fuck out of that weird fur coat.
Wait till you see. I know. I already have it. I got
you
it today.
Do?
It's a gigantic fur coat. I could wear it to a gay club. It's amazing.
I would take that fur coat and I would just take like really hot naked pictures in it.
All right. Well, you can borrow it if you want to.
I'm such a weirdo. Anyway.
What's happening with you? You doing all right?
I'm doing better. Well, last time I was depressed.
We had two podcasts that we taped back to back. If you guys liked those, let us know and we'll do some more of those because they were really fun. It was just me and Kate messing around.
We got very intimate. It was very real.
It got real.
It was one of those things that we did it, and then afterwards I kind of regretted it because I was like, shit, people are going to listen to this and like really know. Like that was like real.
It was very real.
I was depressed, and I was talking about how when I'm depressed, what I do to feel better is masturbate all day. And then I told the story of like why I was depressed and the guy that was bumming me out. And then I started thinking like this guy could like legitimately listen to this.
Yeah.
And then he would know. Although that would be great. What if all my like male suitors listened to the show and
right.
then that could be my indirect way of letting them know what's bothering me instead of telling them?
I think it's a very good idea. And
it's
I think if you're
idea.
Dating Kate currently or you're planning on dating Kate, you should watch. You should listen to this show.
Yes, you
download
should.
Download the show. And then date Kate.
Actually, anyone who listens to the show would never go out with me after that. They'd be like, this girl
know.
Is fucked in the head.
No. People, I was driving in the car with an Uber driver and we were listening. I make all the Uber drivers listen to the podcast.
Thank you.
And so we're listening to the podcast in the car and the guy goes, I like this lady because she always say what she's thinking. She always say everything inside her brains.
That's the reason that he likes me and also the reason that men leave me because I have no filter.
Yeah. No,
but that's
I get
fine.
It. I get it.
But let's see. What's my update? I got rid of strip club guy. Strip club guy is gone.
Poof.
Strip club guy, done. I said lose my number.
Go
actually said lose my number.
Back to the pool. Back
then
to the
I
pool
Then I did get a little
him.
Drunk on my birthday, though, and I did text him and say I was totally kidding about that. Still DTF?
Okay.
But other than that one drunk text, I haven't contacted strip club guy.
Okay, well that's good.
So
did he write you back or
no.
Jesus.
After I was like, lose my number, you're an asshole. Don't ever contact me again. And then I ignored like 8 texts from him. And then I got drunk on my birthday and was like, totally kidding. You down to fuck?
We learn and we grow. We get drunk. We make mistakes. It's part of life.
I'm a crazy person.
It's part of life.
The other thing that happened though is, do you remember when we had Jonathan Kite on the show?
Yes, I do.
And he talked about like a dating app that's for like quote like
celebrities
or whatever.
Yes,
I joined it.
Yeah. Oh, I've heard this.
I joined
this
the
is
app.
Amazing.
Yeah, and I don't know how they decide who gets on because I'm certainly not a celebrity. And there are plenty of people on the app that I'm like, who is this person? I've never heard of them. And they're like restaurant owners and stuff like that.
Yeah. It's like you have to be recommended by two other people.
Uh-huh.
And you have to be verified on some
I'm
sites.
Not verified.
Aren't you?
But I think that
somewhere?
I think they look at like your IMDb.
They look at your Instagram following, and they look at your Twitter following. And
yeah. So like I got on there, and I'm not going to name names, but I matched on the app with one person that I'm such a huge fan of. It would be like if my mom matched with Donny Osmond.
Wow.
Like
that
growing
is a weird
up,
reference.
Well. Growing up, I was like obsessed with this guy to the point of like I had like fantasies about this person.
Wow.
And then I matched with him, and now it's like there's this part of me that's like I really want to like I want to tell him like that I'm like a, that I'm like crazy about his work, but I don't want to like freak him out and think I'm like a fan, so I don't even know how to like approach the situation.
I think okay, listen, we'll get further into this discussion, but let's bring our guest.
She can
here
probably help
because is she on the?
I think she's also on the
she
app.
She might be
she's
on the app.
She might be on the app. She's
well.
A celebrity.
She is a celebrity.
And very beautiful.
Why don't you introduce her?
Oh,
dear.
God. I love this girl. I'm so excited she's here. She's one of my favorites. She's a very funny stand-up comedian. You may have seen her on Funny Girls, on Oxygen. Ladies and gentlemen, Nicole Amy Schreiber.
Hello.
You look great.
Thank you.
We're neighbors. Did you know that?
Next door neighbors?
Well, like a block...
We live on the same street.
Oh, wow. That's so nice. You get to see each other on the
regs.
We never see each other. That's what's
really?
Funny. I text her the morning of my birthday. I text her and I'm like, are you up? You want to go to Denny's? And she's like, I am, actually. And we went to Denny's.
I actually wasn't going to go because I was sick. And then I realized it was her birthday. Yeah. And then I was like, well, fuck it. Now I have to go. I can't. Yeah. I can't leave someone hanging on their birthday.
It was an amazing experience. We showed up at Denny's. There's a 15-minute wait.
Oh, God.
Only in LA. Like,
it's a 15-minute wait to get seated. It's a 15-minute wait to get your menu. It's a 15-minute wait to get to order. It's a 15-minute wait to actually, you know what? It's probably a 30-minute wait to get your food.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not fast enough for food like that.
Yeah,
because
no.
you immediately start going, oh, this is a terrible idea. Like, about like a half hour into it, you're like, oh, I've made a horrible choice.
Yeah, terrible choice.
Right. Also, you're like, the food is the quality of McDonald's, but takes the time of, like, you know, BOA.
Right, exactly.
Like, something is off here.
Yeah. I mean, right. I'm expecting a 4-course meal with how long they take for the food. It's insane.
Yeah,
they did have gluten-free muffins, which was impressive.
Which tasted like garbage.
Yes.
Straight garbage.
And also they had one, which was so funny. They're like, I'm not sure if we have the gluten-free muffin. Let us check. And then they came back. They're like, we have one.
We're sitting on top of the refrigerator.
Yeah, totally.
The back,
they found one.
Rats were
dust.
Like nibbling on it. And even the rats were like, disgusting.
What is this garbage?
But like, who goes to That's Denny's? Hilarious. Like, we're the only idiots that go to Denny's and like order gluten. Like, who goes to Denny's and like, do you have a gluten-free menu? Yeah. Like, we're retarded.
We ordered the there's like a lean meal you can get there. We're like, we'll take that with the gluten-free muffins. And then they accidentally served potatoes instead of fruit. And Kate was like, excuse me. This is supposed to come with fruit.
Okay.
And then they only brought one side of fruit, I'm assuming, because they only had one side of fruit left.
Yeah, because they don't
and
have
And then Kate
any.
Was like, do you want my potatoes? And I'm like, yes, I'm starving.
The best part is when Nicole's like, do you guys have espresso here? They're like, this is fucking Denny's, bitch. We don't have shit here.
We have black shitty coffee.
They're like, we barely have coffee. Okay. Like,
our cook is crying in the back.
Oh god,
that place is rough.
It is so really funny. So yeah, that was our one date in the neighborhood.
Yep. And then another time we went to coffee.
Well, yeah, we've hung out twice. Yeah. I've lived there 2 years. We've been neighbors for 2 years.
Yeah.
It's just that we're both always like busy.
Yeah.
She's always, you know, she were doing Funny Girls. Tell us about Funny Girls. How was that?
Funny Girls was great. It was a show on Oxygen about female stand-up comedians. If that's, I feel like you probably have a heavy male listener base. No? Do you know what your demo is?
Mixed.
So, it's mixed.
All right. Well, guys, if you want to know about the struggle of being a female comedian, check it out. Ladies, if you want to know about the struggle of just being a lady, check it out.
Who else was on the show with you?
Steph Zimbari, Esther Steinberg, Khalees Hawkins, Yamanika Saunders, Scout Durwood.
How did you get along with everybody that was on that show?
Great. Totally. Yeah.
Was it like every other reality show where they purposely get you shit faced and then have you working like 17 hours a day so that drama happens? Because that's what happened on the reality show I worked on.
Yeah, they definitely did not do that. I think they were going for more of a docu-reality feel.
Right.
Of course, they were, you know, elated when a little bit of drama came up.
Of course.
Because, but they weren't exactly egging us on. They were definitely not getting us drunk, that's for sure.
Did you guys get into any sort of arguments?
No, I didn't. Oh, actually, you know what? Scout Durwood and I had a little bit of a thing. Because I made a lesbian joke and she was offended by my lesbian joke.
Really?
Scout's a lesbian.
What was the lesbian joke?
Yeah, can we hear it?
I don't even remember what it was. Guys, it takes place in episode 6 of the season. Check
it out.
For the lesbian drama.
Well, you're always going to offend somebody.
Yeah. I mean, it was one of those things where, you know, I just think maybe she was having a sensitive day. I don't know. Anyway, so we had a little bit of a spat and that ended quickly. And then Steph Sambari and Esther Steinberg had a whole to-do, which was kind of a through line for the season.
Wow.
Yeah. They had,
were you friends with both those girls?
I was friends with everybody.
You are friends with everybody.
I am friends with everybody.
You're friends with everybody.
If you can't get along with me, there's something wrong
with you.
No, I mean,
before the show started, were you
before
friends
the show,
with
I was
those
close.
Girls?
I was probably closest with Scout, Stephanie. I was not that close with Esther. Khalees I knew just from going into the show. And then Yamanika I met on the show. But it's like we all knew of each other. I mean, the female comedian world's pretty small.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It's very small.
Yeah. So once you're at a certain level, you kind of know everybody.
Yeah.
That's a tough part of the business is the female comedy world. I mean, just from my own perspective of watching how women are treated in comedy, it's pretty fucking rough.
Yeah, it really is like a hot topic right now. Everybody talks about, you know, funny women. Women aren't that funny. Being in the industry is hard. This and the other thing. I think any industry for a woman is hard.
Yeah.
Unless you're going into nursing. I mean, I just can't think of that many female-dominated industries.
Right.
You know, I feel, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, maybe I'm an idiot, but I can't really think of, you know, my mom's a doctor, and she became a doctor at a time when women were not doctors. And to me, that's rough.
Right.
I mean, she was the first woman to go to Michigan State's medical school.
Wow.
Like, to me, that's a fucking uphill battle.
It's like any time that you're the only woman, like the only woman in a sea of men, whatever it is, if it's like the military, you know, I feel like that would be difficult. But then at the same time, like, I don't know, tell me what you think, but I feel in comedy, whenever people are like, man, that must be really hard, it's like, there are disadvantages, but also there are some pretty huge advantages because there aren't as many funny women. And so if you are a funny woman, you very quickly stand out as opposed to you could be a hilarious guy in Hollywood for a really long time. Nobody notices you. So,
yeah, I feel like they're like white dudes right now in stand-up comedy are in the least demand right now.
Yeah, 100% true.
Sorry, Glickman.
It's just there's so many white dudes, and it's just, you know, that's just not what's hot right now.
But
you
also
know?
In the least demand in my bedroom. White dudes.
White dudes, yeah.
Not really
the
in
minority.
Demand.
I'm looking for a real minority.
They're the least demand in my bedroom, too. So it's fine.
Speaking of bedroom talk, since this show is called Date Fails, Nicole, tell us about your experience on. You're on the dating app that I'm on, right? We're not supposed to say the name.
Reuven. That's my brother's Hebrew name. I'm a Jew. So
I think
it's
like a secret. It's a secret app.
Yeah, it is a secret.
It's a secret app.
I don't want to say it.
Yeah, you're not supposed to say it.
All right, Maria, don't forget to bleep that.
Maria, bleep that.
So Nicole, you're on the dating app that I'm on, right?
I'm on that app, and I've matched with two quote famous guys. One of them. I didn't believe it was him.
We matched with the same guy, by the way. The guy you're about to talk about, that you didn't believe it was him.
Uh-huh.
We both matched with the same actor.
Mm-hmm.
And we had very different conversations.
Mine was, I can't believe, wait, hold on, let me just read it because it's really funny.
Mine, he pissed me off right away.
What?
He was so,
you have
I was
to read
so
what he said.
Excited to match with him. I'll tell you, I know exactly what he said.
What did he say?
Here's what happened. When I matched with him, I was like, yeah, because he's hot. And I was like, I'm going to just tear his clothes off.
Uh-huh.
So he messages me and he goes, so are you ever not funny? That's his opening to me. Are you ever not funny? And I wrote back, ha ha, sure, all the time, especially when I'm trying to think of how to be funny. And then he writes back, exactly. And then I write back, how are you? Did you do anything? Did you do anything fun tonight? And he never answered me again. He wanted me to be like, of course I'm not funny all the time. No one's funny all the time. Or some, I don't know what he wanted me to say, but I was just like, what a douchebag. Like, fuck that guy.
Okay, ready?
It's too bad. He's got, yeah. I would have definitely
my conversation's pretty hilarious.
Hers is way better. She was funny.
I wrote, this can't actually be you. To which he said, someone has to be me. To which I said, but if you're you, then who isn't you? And then he said, everyone who isn't me is not actually me.
I hate him, just so you know.
And then I said, that's a lot of not yous out there. And then he said, really, that's both terrifying and flattering. And I said, now I'm trying to think of other scenarios that are both flattering and terrifying. So far, I've come up with a cannibal telling me I look like I have a sexy, tasty spleen. He then writes, on that note, I'm falling into a deep sleep. I shall dream of your tasty spleen. Add creepy voice. To which I said, sweet dreams, fair man maiden.
Has he written you since, other than when you asked him?
No, and then I asked him to be a guest on the show.
She asked him to come on here.
And he said, don't know, and I'd said your name, and he said, don't know her or really you. You want me to do a podcast cold with you? And I said, yeah, why not? And he said, not my style, sorry. And I said, all good. Like, this guy's a legit,
He's a really big actor. He's a dick, though. These are dickhead replies. Come on.
He is very well known as a dick.
He's a known dick, but he also played a dick
on TV. Wait, what's funny is a friend of mine years ago, this was probably...
And recently a movie.
This was probably 10 years ago. He was shooting something in Chicago. And a friend of mine who lived in Chicago met him out one night. She went back to his place, wherever he was staying. She went back to his place, and she was like, I don't really want to have sex with you. And he's like, can I at least have a hand job? And she's like, okay.
Shut up.
You know, I've heard stories about some guys that pull moves like that off. And I heard a story about him where he went to a home with a lady, mm-hmm. and she wasn't interested, and so he jerked off on her couch.
No, yeah, but that's my understanding. His story. That's a comedian story.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
But anyway,
same thing. But that's to me. First of all, she said he was really nice. He couldn't have been a nicer person.
Really?
Yeah. She was like, nicest guy. He was like very respectful about it, and I was like, okay, cool.
A respectful hand job.
Yeah, she said he was very nice about it, and I'm, you know what?
There's nothing wrong with a nice ask for a hand job.
Yeah, you know, at least he wasn't rapey.
What if a girl asked for a hand job? What if I was out with a guy and I was like, listen, I don't want to have sex with you tonight. I don't want to touch your dick, but I would just love if you just use your hand.
Can I have a little clitoral stimulation?
Yeah,
with
kidding
that,
me?
A little attention
Absolutely.
To the outside.
Who would not be interested in that?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but guys are creeps.
Yeah, guys, we're talking about the worst.
It's totally a different story of a dude asking a girl for an HJ. That to me, first of all, I thought it was
really
funny.
It
was a hand job.
Can I at least have a hand job?
Look, if they had kissed or like they'd hooked up a little bit and then.
You know what? I actually don't
know.
Maybe they had. I don't know.
They must have. That's There's possible. No way that nothing happened.
I mean, I'm just extracting a piece of the story.
I think I should write to him again. I think I should write to him again and be like, I find your answer unacceptable.
Yeah. You're like,
do you want an HJ? Just say
I
it that way.
I heard you love hand jobs.
I heard you love hand jobs.
Do you think
jobs.
He'll listen to this podcast now?
No.
I happen to give great hand jobs.
Don't respond to him. Wait a week once we release the podcast.
Of course.
See if he contacts you then.
I will.
Because he'll know we're talking about him.
By the way, it's so awkward that we haven't said who this person is. I feel like at this point we should just, you know, say that it's Corey Feldman.
Yeah. Feldman. Two feet of him. How tall is Corey Feldman?
About the same height as this person.
Is it? I don't even know.
You know the biggest difference is Corey Feldman has his own hair.
Oh.
Hey.
Ooh, zing. I don't even know if that's right or wrong, but zing.
I'm bald, so it doesn't matter.
But here's the thing. Here's what's interesting. See, so what you did to him is you came right out the gate and were like, it can't really be you.
Because I just couldn't believe it.
Well, but see, here's the thing. I mean, first of all, anyone on that app, you know it's them because they have to be approved to get on.
Yeah.
So they're right. But you acknowledge, whenever I talk to, quote, celebrities, I act like I don't know anything about them or their work, which 90% of the time I don't, because you know I'm retarded when it comes to that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But like in this instance with the guy that I matched with that I'm like obsessive about, I don't know. I almost X'd him because I was like, there's no way I could date him and not act like a fan.
I'm sorry to jump in on this, but here's the plan for that. This is what I would do if I were you, is you go out with him. You start a relationship of talking to him because he's not here. He's not in Los Angeles.
No, he happens to be in New York. So he wrote to me, "Hi, Kate." And I wrote back, "Hey, you're in New York. Do you ever come to LA?" And he's like, "Not as much as I used to, but I get out there every once in a while." And I just wrote back, "Oh, cool. Same with me in New York. I might be there soon. Always good to know somebody cool in town." And then he just sent back a smiley face. And that was the whole
conversation.
That's
chill.
Yeah,
I think that you should continue the conversation with him, and don't bring up the music, but at some or the career
television.
Or
the sitcom.
God, it's so hard to talk in secret on a podcast.
It's fine. Who cares? It's a musician that I'm a fan of. That's totally fine.
Yeah, but either way, there's lots of, you know, you're not going to talk to him. You're not going to be like, here's quotes from my favorite song.
I would never do that.
Yeah, you just like let it ride. And then once you are once you're in.
Oh, God, I want to make a joke so bad right now, but it'll totally give away who it is. It could be super inside. Can I text you the joke?
Yeah, you can text us. Text.
Yeah, that's helpful for all our listeners.
Damn it, you guys. Oh, one day when she starts dating him, we'll be able to look back on this moment and
I don't know
giggle.
If I could date him. He is a little out of my age range. But
this is going to be the weirdest podcast because it's just us going, there's a guy we can't tell you who it is.
Guys, let's talk about guys we can talk about.
Let's pretend. Please. That, like, it would be in like the vein of Dave Matthews. Like, it's that level of like huge.
Oh, my God. You're going to fuck Hootie from Hootie and the Blowfish.
I met him.
You're like, wait, I did fuck him.
Actually, no, I think he might be married, but I did the Josh Wolf show, and he was on.
Yeah.
Darius
and
Rucker.
He has a rule. You cannot refer to him as...
The best thing ever. It was me and Ben Glebe on the show, and Darius's people come in before him, right? Like his PR people or whoever's with him. And they're like, hey, everyone, just a heads up. You know, you're not allowed to call him Hootie. Like, please don't make any references. And Ben goes... That fucks up my first joke because I was going to be like, yo, man, we're like your blowfish.
Terrific.
Did they say don't do that joke?
Yeah, yeah.
Why is he so sensitive about it?
I don't know, because I guess now he just is his own star. I guess, first of all, his name is not Hootie.
Yeah, because he was in a band with a shitty name.
Yeah, but I mean, still, it's like, I'm with you. It's like, if you get famous off of that, then why do you care?
I think Hootie and the Blowfish is an example of why you should be high when you name your band. They were
hysterical.
They were probably just like cranked up on Kool-Aid and then named their band. That's why drugs are essential for music industry success.
Mm.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Now, you two ladies roll around in a lot of the same circle. You guys are both performing in the same kind of clubs.
That's
and you
true.
Know mm-hmm. a lot of the same people. Mm-hmm. Have you dated the same person?
No.
Ever?
I think
have ever
we?
Hooked
we,
up
we,
with
we,
the same person?
We've talked about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, we have. Wait no. No, we haven't. No.
Wait. Who?
Did we? Wait.
You live on the same block. I have a feeling.
I will say, though, that like I do have female comic friends. Very, like Jody, for instance. Jody and I, there's one person we both hooked up with, and it was just hilarious because it's like, we just, I never thought I could hook up with a guy that one of my friends had hooked up with.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But the older I get, the more I'm like, if it's just a hookup, honestly, like, I remember her being to me like, you should hook up with him. He's pretty good in bed. I was like, all right.
Wow.
But I don't think that you and I have hooked up with the same people.
Yeah, no.
But if we had, it wouldn't even be a big thing.
I mean, but here's the thing. Like, I just feel like, Kate and I are on two different ends of a spectrum of women. Like, we couldn't look less alike.
Sure.
Oh, so it's like a guy who's no, but like you're like
no.
You've got like great tits. And then like
what? Thank you.
Like you have like a hot body and you're blonde, and I'm just like a skinny fat Jew
wrong.
With red hair.
She's wrong.
You're
She's
out
wrong.
Of your damn mind,
you're wrong.
Girl. You're gorgeous.
We literally first of all, your body is retarded. Her body is so high. Your face is stunning.
I'm skinny fat. I'm okay with that. I'm not like, oh my God, woe is me. I'm gross. But like I mean, we're just, I don't have boobs. Like I got
yeah,
ass, I got ass for days,
yeah.
not days, but
guys
maybe
don't
like
care.
A week.
Guys are not,
guys
like,
do,
guys do not care.
No, that's yeah. crazy.
I disagree.
What kind of guys do you date most of the time?
I don't even really date. I am just terrible at dating.
Who's the last person that you slept with?
Mm. a construction worker slash actor.
We were talking about this yesterday. Yeah. She's like, I'm hooking up with a construction worker. I'm like, how did that happen? Were you walking
by the
site?
He's the first person I had sex with in 6 months.
That just happened to me recently.
Yeah.
I went 5 months.
Yeah. Kate and I were both on hiatus.
Wow.
Our vaginas went on strike together.
Wow.
I wonder
really?
If we were both celibate at the same time.
We definitely were.
But it wasn't on purpose. Wasn't on purpose.
Our street was a sad street.
Oh, good. Yes. Our street was.
Can you bleep that?
Please bleep the name
of our
street.
Make sure you bleep our street.
Maria,
there's so many secrets we're giving away today, Maria.
Yeah. Last thing I need is some fucking creep showing up outside my door.
Are you kidding?
Oh, wait, that happens all the time.
My door doesn't even lock anymore. So the other day I leave my house. I'm gone for 6 hours. I come home. How's this for scary? My door is open. My apartment door. Just open. So
who are you, Jessica Jones?
I know.
That's a Netflix reference.
Ooh, I just got a new match on the celebrity dating app.
Did you really?
All the three nerd listeners we have.
Okay,
sorry.
So,
all right, please keep going.
So
you don't have a door because you're homeless. Is that what's happening?
It's happened.
She has
homeless.
A real open door policy.
Fine. It's fine. We all know that I hook up in storage units and date homeless guys.
Kate.
The point is, I have no lock on my door right now. So this is a prime time for people. My lock is just broken.
Kate, call your landlord.
I did. He's such a dick. He doesn't like me.
I mean, call a locksmith. I don't even need to wait for him.
I'm going to call someone when we get done with this.
All right.
But in the meantime, I like a little danger. You know what I mean? So,
Kate really likes to flirt with rape.
She's flirting.
Yeah.
She is. That is terrifying.
You and your construction worker.
Back to you and your not lock on your door. Are you out of your damn mind?
Here's the thing. The deadbolt works. It's just the bottom lock doesn't work anymore.
You're like, so when I'm inside, I'm kind of okay. But if I'm not home, it's just a free for all.
Well, I can lock the deadbolt from the outside.
Oh, okay.
So I can still lock one lock. But the thing is, before this happened, I never used my deadbolt. I would just lock the bottom. So the point is, I came home and I thought someone broke in. I actually was afraid because I walked inside. I'm like, is someone in my apartment? I don't know what's happening. And it turned out it was fine. It was fine.
Okay. All right.
But back to Nicole and how we have not hooked up with the same guy. Here's the thing. You and I have complete opposite tastes in men.
Yeah, we definitely do.
The other day when I was telling you, who was I telling you that I wanted to hook up with or did hook up with? And you were like, ugh, she's disgusted. And the guys you hook up with are like... very artsy and bearded.
Poor. So many poor guys. It's insane. I mean, if you're economically challenged, you have a place inside my vagina.
Are you like me? Are you I'm uncomfortable dating rich men.
Totally uncomfortable.
How
I need come? To be I need to be doing better than you. I need to at least have a better advantage than you in some regard.
Right?
I mean, I think that's what it is. I don't really know what the psychological aspect of it that makes me want
to
be with a poor guy.
Yeah, but then honestly
though, yeah, totally. But honestly, no joke, poor guys fuck way better.
That's true.
Because they will fuck you like it's their job.
And
because
ugly.
It is their job. They actually don't. They do not have another job besides fucking you.
And Nicole's actually paying them also. That's what she spends the money on.
Mm-hmm. Good Lord, Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, that's one way of doing it.
Have you ever hooked up with a really rich guy?
Just one.
Was he bad in bed?
Terrible. The worst.
Really?
Awful. He was always preoccupied with his money.
Really?
Yeah, just always thinking about work and business and work and business.
Even in bed?
You know, it's easy to fuck a guy when he doesn't have to think about the coffees he's going to make the next day, you know? Baristas.
Yeah.
Barista dick.
I just hooked up.
Barista dick is great, is
great
what you're
dick,
saying.
Yeah.
Is
wow.
it?
Yeah.
Really?
It's caffeinated, so that's good.
Yeah, totally.
Barista dick.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been at Starbucks.
Like, there's nothing worse than a guy who loses his boner because he's like, oh, I'm so stressed out because of work, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's...
Right, like, baristas don't have that problem.
No.
They really don't.
So, like,
don't.
What is a barista going to come home and be like, I never get the foam right. Ugh.
Wow, this is so revealing.
And the other day, I hooked up... Okay, the guy I told you... This is all inside. I hooked up with a guy the other day, a week ago.
Uh-huh.
So hot. Like, I wanted to hook up with this guy for
cray cray
months.
Hot. Fine.
Crazy hot.
Fine.
Right?
Fine as fuck.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
Okay.
And funny and pretty cool. Like, so he came over and there was like chemistry and whatever. But then a little lazy in bed.
Really?
Did not go downtown.
Oh, whoa. No.
Yeah, and I just was thinking about no. you.
Did
and
you
like,
tell him to do it? Did you tell him?
Do you really need, I shouldn't need to say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no,
that
you should never. Saying. Uh-uh. See, I don't want to be, I'm not, a, I don't want to be a coach.
No.
Like you come correct be, or just,
you
no.
want to be a coach, no. but you can go.
If you're a grown man and you don't know that that's how you started out.
You started, I mean, yeah. come on.
Come on. Yeah. But this guy,
a guy
obviously, he's
a
just,
guy should know.
He probably doesn't need to.
At the age, you know what? And that's what I don't like.
That's the
why
problem.
I don't like any guy who's rich and famous. They're just lazy because they're used to getting what they want.
That's yeah. just so easy for them. He could just pick up his phone and order up a chick like a pizza.
Yeah. Like just an Instagram direct message. Bam.
I will Puss. Say, though, he was.
That's how I do it.
Oh, a man of your caliber definitely sends a Twitter direct message, though.
Yeah, I send it. I send a Twitter direct message. Because
you give good brain, for
I
sure.
Really good.
Twitter
go.
Is the best. Do you use Twitter to date?
Oh, yeah, totally.
I love Twitter for
dating. I hooked
dating.
Up with a couple dudes off Twitter.
Really?
Yeah. I went on a couple dates. Not
I
great
never,
dates,
I never,
dates.
I never dated off Twitter. I dated off of LinkedIn.
Shut up.
I'm just
you
kidding.
Did not.
No, I did not.
Guys, do try that, though. You know what's creepy about LinkedIn is, did you know, I just learned this the other day, on LinkedIn, you can see who's viewing you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So if someone has viewed you like 40 or 50 times, you can actually see it every
oh,
time.
Oh, you can see the view count?
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
Oh, God, that is disturbing.
How creepy is that?
God forbid they ever get a view count on Instagram.
Oh, God, I'll kill myself.
Oh, God.
I will kill myself. It'll
be the end. I'll just deactivate my Instagram immediately.
I always say you can tell the guys that a girl has hooked up with. All you have to do is go into like her search box on
yeah,
Instagram.
Totally.
And like the list of the last like 40 guys
uh-huh,
she searched
totally.
Or guys that she's hooked up with because she's like stalking yeah. what he's doing on
yeah,
Instagram.
Yeah, totally.
Oh my God.
100%.
Yeah. I know every girl that every guy I've ever been with went to right after me.
Wow, like, yeah. really?
You can yeah. tell. It's like the next girl
yeah.
they follow and that they're like flirting
oh,
with.
Yeah,
and
totally.
Like, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, I had a couple of those. I had a couple of, there's a couple exes of mine that I've like followed up to see who mm-hmm. they dated right after
yeah.
me.
And I just follow up to make sure they're unhappy.
Right.
I unfollow guys that I'm hooking up with so that I can't see what they're doing because it'll make me too crazy. So the minute that I sleep with someone, I unfollow them on Instagram.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because I don't want to know what they're doing. If I unfollow them, they never pop, like it never pops up. Like so-and-so just like this chick's 9 photos. Like I'll never see that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's actually a really great way to have a relationship, probably.
You think?
At least it gives you a fighting chance of having some normality.
Yeah, and also it makes it seem like I'm not that into him. I
yeah.
don't even care. Like if they Kate look,
they're
is
like, so the queen of playing it cool.
Me?
Yeah.
You're really good at playing
yeah,
it cool.
Right?
You're really good at it. She told me about this guy she recently hooked up with, and she was like, I'm not writing him back. And it's been like a week. And I'm like, God, you're really good at that. Like I would have totally
not.
Been like, hey, what are you doing, bird?
Glickman knows that I'm actually terrible at that. This is new for me.
Yeah,
I'm finally good for
just
you.
In the few, this is the last like
right?
four or five months.
Only because I finally have a decent rotation.
Yeah.
Or you're just finally learning your lesson.
You know, the other thing that
I
helps,
have too many restraining orders.
You know what I think I think helps, and I know this is going to sound crazy, but when you are accountable for things, I think sometimes that helps.
Totally.
And when we do this show, mm-hmm. I think sometimes mm-hmm. doing a show, mm-hmm. you talk about everything that's going on. And then if you hear yourself repeating yourself, I've
yeah.
done it on the show where I've been like, man, I really talk too much about this one aspect of my relationship, or I talk way too much about this certain ex-girlfriend or like some sort of problem that I have. And like, I'll hear it on the show repeatedly. And I'm like,
you're kind of right.
Fuck, we've done like 14, 15 episodes, and like 14, 15 episodes, I mentioned it like 6 times. I probably should stop.
This is like therapy.
It's weird.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a little therapeutic.
I mean, it's therapeutic for me just
it.
Talking about stuff.
Right?
Absolutely, 100%.
But also something happened too. I think it's the 5 months that I went without hooking up. Because
completely.
It's the
completely.
First time in my life that I ever was like not like hopping from a guy to a guy. And I was like, oh, being single is actually like really fucking great. And I don't need a guy. And the minute I'm like, I don't need a guy, then suddenly like you stop caring and you put no pressure on it.
Yeah.
And then when they do come, you just kind of treat them like they're disposable.
Yeah.
And then guys
like
to
be treated
like
they're disposable.
Yeah, it's
hilarious.
So weird.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Guys like it when you just don't care about them. It's
mm-hmm.
the strangest thing.
Yeah.
Like
mm-hmm.
I noticed with the dude I've been texting with, the long distance guy, we're still texting. And I just treat him pretty much like I could care less, like what happens. And the more I do that, the more he
and
is
now
interested.
Now he knows.
Now he knows, and now it's ruined.
Yeah. If he ever listens to this, he'll never. I told him the first time we talked to never listen to any of my work.
That's the fastest way to get someone to listen to your work.
100%.
Well, I hope not.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
So, what's happening next in your life? Mm-hmm. What's happening for you now?
Well, we haven't heard yet about a second season for Funny Girls. It's been a while, so I'm gonna assume there isn't another season. I would love that, but whatever. Onward,
you would
upward.
Love to go back and do more.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I mean, I would just, you know, it's an opportunity to do comedy, and you know, we were hoping for the second season it would be a tour, so they'd actually film us going on tour.
That'd
which is
dope.
Ideally where I would like to be. I really want to go on the road. That's what I want to do next. Yeah. I want to, you know, open, feature, whatever, go on the road, do comedy. And that's it. You know, I really love stand-up comedy.
Do you have a rule about, I'm sorry to jump back to the relationship stuff, but me and Kate have talked about this to death. Do you have a rule about dating comics? Is that a thing for you?
I've only dated comics in the past few years or hooked up with comics in the past few years. No, I've hooked up with some normies, but...
But you do...
Wait,
you
exclusively hook up with comics?
No, not exclusively. I mean, it's just that it's all I'm around. Yep. It's just, you know, and because of online dating, I've found, you know, other like normal pedestrian people. But at some point, I don't know, it's just... I really just like being around comics. I don't know. I mean, I would definitely have to be with someone who at least understands the industry, mm-hmm. be it entertainment or comedy. So someone who at least gets that. But I don't know. There's this thing that happens when you're a... Girls like to be entertained. Girls always say, I love a funny guy. So guys always want to be funny. So then when a guy who's not professionally funny dates a girl who's professionally funny, I feel like there's this pressure to be funny that a guy experiences. And I notice a lot of guys who aren't comics will try to be funny. And while I appreciate the sincerity of it, it's like, okay, enough. Stop.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
They try really hard.
Yeah, it's too much.
Yeah.
That can be very
uncomfortable. While they are trying, I do appreciate the effort.
Have you ever said to a guy that was not a comic that you were dating, you're really funny, you should do stand up? Have you ever said that?
No. I would never give someone a death sentence. I would never be like, you know what, you should do struggle forever.
Yeah.
Has a guy ever said that to you? Like, hey, do you think I should get into stand up?
Guys will always be like, oh, people always tell me I should get into stand up. I'm like, yeah. Cool. Who, your mom? Your mom who finds everything you do charming.
Oh god!
For sure, you should be a stand-up comic.
Guys must love that.
Yeah,
I've told two girls that I dated that they should get into stand-up.
Yeah,
like while we were.
And by stand-up, you meant bed.
Yeah,
you're like, you should
get
into
bed so I can sleep with you.
Let's do this.
And then they started doing stand-up, and they are both still doing stand-up, and it's been 6 years.
What have you done?
Are they working or they're just doing it?
They're doing it in the like the Oyster House in the Valley.
So they're not working.
They're not working.
They're not exactly
working. It was a bad choice. Yeah. We made a few bad choices.
Hey, before we end this episode, someone tweeted a phone number. Should we give this guy a call?
Yes.
Oh wow.
Let's do it.
Ely.
Can we call it?
How do we do this? Should we see if he picks up?
Benjamin Malone put comedian and then in parentheses.
Oh god.
Question mark.
Oh god.
If you're not sure about it, how the fuck are we supposed to be?
Can we talk about that?
He's like, comedian? Maybe? I don't know. Let's read his tweets. Let's see if they're funny.
Opened a theme park and named it Sea Land. It's kind of like SeaWorld, except all the fish are scattered on the ground.
That's cute.
Not really.
It's cute.
Sometimes I call the suicide hotline to complain about my internet connection.
That's kind of funny.
I don't even get it.
Yeah.
He goes, hold up 1 minute. I'm in a gas station. He just wrote me back.
Why? Sorry. You can pick up the phone in a gas station?
Yeah, what do you think your car is?
What are you taking it to at a gas station?
Just,
let's
just
animal?
Call him. Just call
yeah,
him.
Just call
this
him.
Guy's a fuck moron.
Him. He just, oh no. He. I was about to read something he had retweeted from
Kyle Kinane.
Chris,
that's
no,
funny.
Chris Fairbanks one. He said, hey, sad old man in the gym sauna, why the long scrotum?
Oh, we got to have Chris on. I love
that.
Oh.
Hello?
Hey, Benjamin, what's up? It's Kate Quigley and Stephen Kramer Glickman.
What's up? Welcome to Date Fails.
Hey.
Hey, I'm looking for some ginger ale.
Oh, does somebody have an upset tum-tum?
Is that a euphemism for something?
You're getting ginger ale because...
Ginger ale code for pussy.
For redheaded pussy.
I'm bringing it to the gal pal.
To a gal pal? Does she have an... Oh, she has an upset tum-tum. Someone's got the twosies.
She got the diarrheas.
Mm-hmm.
You bringing that?
This show is so mature.
I don't know about all that.
Getting that Pepto.
She's not going to tell you that. Are you guys banging? Is this a lady suitor?
You going to bang that girl with a diarrhea?
Is this your girlfriend? What's up with this chick?
Yeah.
It's your girl. Yeah, you don't want to know if it's a number one or two or what it's.
No,
what
that's horrifying. How long have you guys been together?
Yeah. 4 months. Something like that.
4 months.
Can you do us a favor and just watch your language? Because this show is very clean. We can't use the word fuck or shit.
Or pussy or
cunt. Cockballs.
We're sponsored by Disney.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, there goes everything I have to say.
All right, so tell us about the worst date you've ever had.
Worst date I've ever had? I went on one. And this girl brought her friend, and then we just ran errands for her mom.
She brought her friend?
Yeah.
That's
it
not...
was a weird date.
How old were you?
18.
18? Are you high right now? That seems appropriate if you're 18.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty high.
He is high. You're
definitely high.
What?
Oh, he's currently...
Bro, real quick, we're going to need your undivided attention here, okay? Just whatever you're doing, just put a little kibosh on it for a second, okay? And just bring it back to us, because we're taking time out of our podcast, well, their podcast, to pay some attention to you.
Reciprocate. We want to hear about your girlfriend's horrible, horrible diarrhea stomach, and we want to hear about... the worst date you've ever been on.
Unless you have a relationship question you'd like us to give you advice on.
Yeah. Oh, advice.
None of those, really.
Bro, why did you want us to call you?
I don't know.
You sent me your phone number. Were you expecting, like, naked photos?
No.
Because that is that's a common theme.
Where did you see this going?
What's happening right now?
Browsing.
Benjamin, are you a comedian? What we saw on your Twitter, it says comedian with a question mark after.
Yeah. In Raleigh.
Bro, North you should Carolina. Definitely not get high before you go on stage.
Yes, please.
No,
we're going to.
You do it all the time. So comedy's not going well. That's why the question mark is there.
Usually I'm more prepared, I guess.
Usually. God, I hope so, man. How long have you been doing comedy?
About a year now.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Take the question mark down from your Twitter bio, and also don't
want to take the word comedian down too. We're good.
Yeah.
Benjamin, thanks for the call. Have a great time at the gas station. Stop huffing fumes.
All right. Oh, wow.
My God. We're never calling anyone again.
What a
this is what happens.
Mess.
Wow. Wow. That is unreal. Unreal. I mean, what are you doing, bro?
What are you doing?
He can't even multitask.
No.
He really can't.
That was not good. That was like my new worst
date
story.
He's on the East Coast, so it is 7 o'clock there.
7 p.m. Ben is fucked up.
Just super high. I don't think his girlfriend's ever going to get that ginger ale that she needs.
I don't think so. He's going to drink it before he gets home. All right, Nicole, tell people where they can find you.
Guys, you can find me on everything at Nicole Aimee, NicoleAimee. That's for Twitter. That's for Instagram. Snapchat, the Nicole Aimee. Same spelling of Nicole Aimee, T-H-E, just in case you're retarded. No offense to people who are, you know, whatever.
Great job.
What else? Yeah, do that. Great job. Can you leave that?
No offense to people who are retarded. Nicole Amy.
Yeah, I feel bad about
you
that.
You want to do it again?
We don't. I don't think Maria, we have retarded listeners.
Yeah,
other than
again. I know, but I don't.
They don't know how to use the radio.
Okay. All right. One more
time.
I'm
just kidding. Do it again. Do it again. Quiet. All right. And go.
You can find me on all social media apps at Nicole Amy, and I see NicoleAimee. You can find me on Snapchat too at the Nicole Amy. Periscope, Nicole Amy. Fine, Nicole Amy. Just do it. And then come see my shows.
I love you. Thank you so much for being here. You're amazing. You can find me everywhere at Kate Q Funny.
And you can find me at Stephen Glickman, Stephen Glickman on everything. Love you guys. So much.
Thanks for listening. Bye.